Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, because right now we have Radio.com NFL insider Armando Salguero, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at Radio.com/picks to sign up. Armando, good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Yeah, for some of us, right?
Hey, well, Armando, we'll hit you with the big social media one. Fitz throws the three picks, so you knew what was going to happen. When's the right time for Tua to play?
Well, I don't think it's yet, Joe. I think that, you know, he wasn't ready last week, and so one bad game by Fitz and he's ready. I think that when you go to Tua Tagovailoa, it has to be for the right reason. And the right reason is he's the better quarterback and he's ready to succeed, because you don't want to get into a situation like you had last year where Fitzpatrick, you know, struggled the first couple of games and then the Dolphins went to Josh Rosen just because, even though he wasn't ready. And Josh Rosen played and looked terrible. And so they went back to Fitzpatrick and stuck with him the rest of the year. Tua Tagovailoa is not Josh Rosen. He's not going to be gone next year. You have to insert him when you are sure that you're not going to pull him out. When he comes in, that's it. You can't play roller coaster with him. Right. So you can't knee-jerk off of one bad game. Now, having said that, if Fitz, you know, lays another egg or two, now the whole equation of who's the better quarterback, Fitz is having a strong say in that because he's thinking, but not yet.
Yeah. Well, my question is, you watching Ryan and whatever you got to see in practice, however minutes or two that they gave you in practice, and now watching that first game, does it look like Ryan's arm is where it should be, or does it look like it's a little tired at this point?
That's an interesting question, because I hadn't, you know, really thought of whether his arm was tired or not. I mean, let's face it, he threw it right to some guys.
Right.
And it was his receivers who either, you know, on the Preston Williams throw, Williams slipped, the ball was right there, and the defensive back, Gilmore, simply out-wrestled the guy for the ball. On the Gesicki interception, Gesicki may have gotten interfered with. And so he's not where the ball is supposed, you know, is when it arrives. The other one was just a dumb play where he threw it right to a defender. Right. I'm not sure that I saw a tired arm on the interceptions, maybe on some of the other throws, but also let's understand his best wide receiver was not in the game. He only played 23 plays, Devontae Parker.
Right. Armando, this was one that popped up yesterday with the Cam Reed option and the way the team looked like. Is there, they had to know that there was a chance they were going to run it, because they didn't look like they were prepared for it the way the lack of containment on the outside, the different things that you can do with it really added to their running game for the 217 yards. Did it look like to you that they weren't totally prepared for Cam, that read option?
Well, Joe, that is to me, that is the biggest issue of the game, because everybody's talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'm looking at 217 rushing yards by the Patriots, and Cam Newton has 15 rushes for 75 yards. Right. And that's the thing that really bothers me, because let's do the exercise. Suppose they weren't ready for this attack, okay? They had a first quarter where they saw it. They had a second quarter where they saw it. They went into halftime, and they had an opportunity at that point to make adjustments, to make changes, right? The New England Patriots come out in the second half, and Cam Newton rushes more times for more yards than he did in the first half. The Patriots rushed for more yards in the second half than they did in the first yard in the first half. So you have two issues that are possible. Either your adjustments didn't work or you didn't make any, in which case you have a coaching issue, or the adjustments that you did make didn't work because your players got beat anyway, in which case you have a talent issue. Right. Either way, it's concerning.
Yeah, I was just concerned. I haven't seen guys turn the corner, runners, either quarterback or running backs or even a wide receiver getting the ball pitched to them, and see guys that open outside where there is no containment from a defensive end, from an outside linebacker, from a safety coming up. None of that. It was everybody's getting blocked or fooled on those plays.
Yeah, Rex Burkhead had like a 15-yard run. He didn't on a toss from on the option. He didn't get touched for the first 12 yards.
Yeah.
He just ran by one defender who was looking inside on the edge, and then it was Bobby McCain that had to make the tackle 15 yards later.
Yeah.
Armando, I thought one of the storylines today or this morning that we'd be talking about was the fact that the Dolphins started two rookie offensive linemen. I think it's the first time since what Keith and Richmond did it for this Dolphins offensive line. How about their play? We don't talk about offensive linemen a lot. They obviously didn't make too many mistakes, but how'd you grade them out yesterday, the two rookies and the offensive line in general?
Right. So I thought the offensive line was good enough to win, really. Look, you want a better running game. I think they rushed for like a 3.2 yard average. I'm not sure that that's all on the offensive line. I have serious questions about their rotation at running back. But the offensive line, even Fitzpatrick said it, I didn't get touched a whole lot today. And on top of that, there were holes to be had. Going back to the rotation, I thought Matt Breida was going to be a big deal. The Dolphins gave up a fifth-round pick, and they're paying him $3 million to be on the team, and yet Myles Gaskin was the guy that they thought was the better answer yesterday.
You know, it's funny because I said this morning, I'm out of practice, and Myles Gaskin's really having good practice as I go, but he's still – traded for Breida, he's going to play ahead of him. Like, it's a nice story here in camp. And he made the team, and he took a ride in and went, no, you're in snaps. And he looked good. I know he doesn't have the same speed as Breida, but it actually was a nice little spark at running back. I guess going forward, we're going to see more of it, huh?
After the game, the coaching staff, Brian Flores, suggested that it was a hot hand type of thing. They saw that Gaskin had a nice run. He had a 10-yard run, and they decided to stick with him. The thing that doesn't account for is this. Matt Breida is a known quantity, and the quantity includes every once in a while, a 75-yard run,
right,
a 60-yard run, a 55-yard run. It's happened. We've seen it. It happened with the San Francisco 49ers. And so all I'm saying is that Matt Breida gives you the possibility of a big play in a tight game where not a whole lot else is going right, and the Dolphins decided, no, we like the, you know, the 4.4 yards of carry that Gaskin has given us.
Armando, great article in the Miami Herald. I think it was your article, and if it wasn't, I apologize. I didn't look to see. But Devontae Parker is clearly number one receiver on this team. It was obvious right off the bat for everybody said, hey, well, we'll see what, like, they really missed him. I thought yesterday putting a lot more pressure on the other guys and getting guys open for big plays. They missed that guy a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, that was written by my colleague Adam Beasley, but, you know, it's team coverage.
Right. Sorry about that, Armando. I should look.
I'll let him know that you know, loved on him, Joe. How's that? And
Thank you. It's fair.
It's absolutely fair. You know, it's a shame that that Devontae had the hamstring flare up again. After the game, Ryan Fitzpatrick said, "You know what? That's not an excuse for me, because we practice with all of these guys. They all have talent. We should be able to move the football, passing the ball, even without Devontae." And he's right. They should be able. If one guy going down means that the whole operation collapses, they're in for a long season.
Yeah, I don't know what the depth is of that wide receiver. That's for another day conversation of just how deep that is. But I want to ask you about a guy that has a great game. Jerome Baker's flying around, has 16 tackles, 13 solo, sack, force, fumble. Great play to keep the end zone play that he makes, getting the ball back for the Dolphins offense. But the late hit out of bounds and a personal foul. Just kind of like, ah, you're having such a damn good game. Why? Why those? So how will Coach look at that when he talks to Jerome Baker today?
Well, it's like everything else. There's stuff that he did great, and he was really everywhere yesterday. He prevented that touchdown with a forced fumble at the 1 yard line by N'Keal Harry. So he was a net plus. Yeah, he had those two mistakes. He said that he lost track of the sideline, and that's why he had the tackle out of bounds. You know, that's not going to happen a lot, I don't think.
I hope not. That was way out of bounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the kid is wanting to make a play and make a difference. He didn't see the marker. He didn't see that he passed Bill Belichick on the way to the bench.
He played his butt off, man. God, I feel so bad.
Armando, yeah. Josh Allen and the Bills coming to town. Another running quarterback. How do we fix his defense in 5 days, 6 days?
You know what? Josh Boyer has a lot of work to do. Because guess what? Josh Allen is also a running quarterback,
right,
and he's
right.
Also 6'5", and he's also 245 pounds, and he's faster than Cam Newton, and he's done it to the Dolphins before. And they have more talent than the New England Patriots. That's the thing that really bothered me yesterday. I mean, I saw those teams line up against each other, and I can't really convince myself that the Patriots have a lot more talent or any more talent. You know, they've got 33-year-old Julian Edelman, and he is their wide receiver, and they didn't have much else on top of that.
Right.
Rex Burkhead, okay, that's good. You know, they had 8 players opt out. They lost something like 8 players in free agency. Tom Brady went to Tampa to lose. And yet, you know, it's like the old Shula thing with Bum Phillips. Belichick takes his'n and beats Urine, and then he takes Urine and beats his'n.
Right.
it's frustrating because I didn't feel like... Let me put it this way. Last year, the Dolphins went to Foxborough with way less talent and beat the Patriots. This year, they went to Foxborough with about equal talent, if not more, and lost to the Patriots.
Yeah. Right. Well, I felt the same way going into that game. I'm glad you said that. I felt the same way. Armando, thank you so much for coming on this morning, man. Appreciate it very much. You take care of yourself.
It's my pleasure, gents. Always. See ya.
All right, that was Armando Salguero, Radio.com NFL Insider, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage 2020 Pro Football Pick'em. Turn your football picks into $10,000 at Radio.com/picks to sign up. That's Radio.com/picks to sign up.
Got a week to clean it all up, man. See what you can
before
do.
Before Josh Allen comes to town.
The Buffalo Bills coming to town. They weren't very nice to us last year. Hey, Zach, what do you got this morning?
All right, tell people about Diamonds Direct and the unbelievable deal that's going on there at Diamonds Direct in Boca and what they're doing this month. I'm telling you, people are driving from all over South Florida to take advantage of this. 5 years, zero interest financing on anything in the store. Yes, you heard that correct. 5 years, zero interest financing on anything in the store. Yes, the jewelry store that's forever changed how we buy diamonds is now taking it to a whole new level this month in September with 5 years, zero interest financing on any purchase, no money down. That's right, that $16,000 designer ring, $267 a month. That's right, $267 a month. $12,000 diamond necklace that you've been looking at for you know who, $200 a month. It's a great time to discover the all-new Diamonds Direct, started by former diamond wholesalers. They guarantee the best, no middleman, direct importer prices in all of South Florida. Values are truly amazing there. And right now, till the end of September, you get the lowest price, and you also spread those payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest. Nothing down. Smart way to buy using someone else's money. Don't miss this through September 30th only. Only at Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca Raton. Get details and store hours at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
Yeah, you can't do that and win games in the National Football League. Going against the Patriots, you know you're going to have to take advantage of the possessions that you get, and you know having a couple turnovers there doesn't help. But you know, I thought up front we played well. You know, I got to play better in my part, and you know, we'll move on to next week. Yeah, I mean the first one was one on one with Preston and Steph, and you know there was some contact there. That is what it is. The second one, yeah, definitely they did a good job on that one. I threw it right to their free player in the middle of the field. And then that last one, yeah, just trying to make something happen in the end zone to try to conserve some time at the end of the game there. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't when you throw those type of throws. I think it'll be an adjustment, and it's the same for both teams. So I think we'll both have to adjust. But we had the play in the second half where they fumbled into the end zone. We got the ball and went down and scored, and you could still feel the momentum with that play happen on defense, and then, you know, how we went down there and scored on offense. You could still feel those shifts. You know, they're coming from a different place, coming from the sideline, coming from your teammates, and I think we realized that as the game went on.
Ryan Fitzpatrick talking about his three interceptions and the big mo during the game that took place. Also talked about the great play by Jerome Baker, who had be an interesting one. I always wonder, so Jerome Baker was clearly the best player for the Miami Dolphins yesterday. He did everything, including make a play that you make like once every 3 years to be able to tackle a guy and strip him of the ball going into the end zone.
Oh, I thought you meant his tackle 9 yards out of bounds.
No. You hope you don't see a lot of those. So the guy's got 16 tackles, 13 solos. He's got a sack. He's got the forced fumble. I mean, he was doing it all, forced a turnover.
Excuse me. Oh, he's the dog, Joe. No, he's the dog. Like, that's it.
And then on top of
that,
so then the coach goes, who always talks about, you know, playing the game the right way and playing a clean game, you get two penalties from him, including tackling Edelman about, 5 to 7 yards out of bounds. So how does that meeting go today? Like, hey, love the way you're playing, man. Matter of fact, I need more guys playing like you. But we got to stay away from – it was already a 20-yard gain. Let's not make it another 15, right?
Yep. Right.
So anyway, that was taking play yesterday. We talked about all the different things with the game. And you can't – two basic things that I'm really curious about as we had a first-time defensive coordinator, Josh Boyer, got his feet wet against his old team, the New England Patriots. They ran the ball 42 times for 217 yards, 5.2 average. It was very clear to me. They said, this is how we're going to win the game. Cam, we're throwing the game back the way it used to be for you. We're going to run that read option, couple of times you're just going to take off and run. And here we go. And it looked like the Dolphins, it was so poorly played by the Dolphins, it looked like they weren't prepared for it. It looked that bad. The run up the middle for 10, running outside, keeping it, handing the ball off, and the team just looked like they were on their heels on, is he going to keep it? Is he going to hand it off? Is he going to keep it? Is he going to hand it off? And some of those runs, just they were just too easy. So there's some people going, well, you're giving the pass rush in the corners a break. You bet. They didn't have to play. We never got anybody in second and long and third and long. Right. They had
Cam
five or six yards.
Passes. Yeah, he threw 19 passes all game long.
They had 5 or 6 yards, it seemed like, on every first down.
Right.
Even the third downs I remember were third and one, third and a foot, third and three. You know, I know they're not going to throw it on those. They don't need to. Like, well, we'll run it. They haven't stopped us. And then, you know, you figure you average 5.2 per carry. Right. Without, by the way, without a long run. They did not have a long run, one of those 50-yard runs.
No, Edelman had the longest run of the day, 23 yards.
So you look at that, and you realize that they literally got 5 or 6 yards every carry. Right. I mean, that's what they were getting. And so your pass rushers had to be run stoppers, which, by the way, they didn't do a very good job. Honestly, both need to play a hell of a lot better. And then on top of that, the corners, somebody, the Sun Sentinel had something on the corners, like somebody wrote corners gave up 15 receptions. And I was like, it had to be somebody messing up. Nothing against Sun Sentinel's coverage. And like, they didn't get used. Xavier and Byron, do you see them much?
No.
All the throws were inside.
Nothing was downfield. Nothing was long on this team. You know,
I saw Jamal Perry get lost on a crossing route with Edelman. He couldn't get through all the players on those crisscross routes that Patriots do. Igbinoghene was on coverage on a short curl. So I didn't see a lot of Jones and Xavier Howard had a chance to make a lot of plays.
Can I throw it out there? Is Christian Wilkins? He played pretty well yesterday, right?
I think he did. I mean, listen, like, that's the best game he's played as a Dolphin.
Right,
he batted
right.
A couple of passes down. He had a sack. Had a couple of plays behind the line of scrimmage early. But I don't know. Is that second half? I don't know what happened at halftime, but it got worse.
I mean,
worse.
He's part of that front that gave up, you know, 200, you know, plus yards rushing. So I guess none of those guys can get highly graded, right? Not if you're giving up that much and you're supposed to be on that front side.
We'll have to go to Pro Football Focus, and then, of course, all the NFL guys bitch about Pro Football Focus is not accurate because they don't know what their jobs are. But, the grades will be out, and Barry will have them for you. Let me just promote. Barry Jackson will have the grades from Pro Football Focus for you tonight or tomorrow.
Right, his nuggets.
On how
right.
all your players played. Honestly, Vannoy, didn't hear from him much. As much as I heard from Jerome Baker. And then the pleasant surprise for me, we didn't get a chance to get into it because the team lost, but Brandon Jones, I didn't even know he's going to play. I thought we'd only see him on special teams. He makes 10 tackles on defense and really made some good, solid tackles coming up. So, but
I think he played the most plays, by the way, on defense. I think that's. I think Beasley and Armando, those guys had the play count this morning, and I think that Brandon Jones maybe played in the most plays on defense.
I did not realize that was going to happen. I saw him in the slot a bunch, so he was out there, and honestly, just watching him at practice, I was a little surprised to see all that because I wasn't really expecting that. So you got to get a lot of guys playing a hell of a lot better though. There are a lot of guys. Especially if you're involved in that running game, being that front seven, you should be. And by the way, more coming this week against the Buffalo. They're going to try to get their two young guys, their two South Florida running backs going. We're facing back-to-back weeks with South Florida running backs. So here we go with Moss coming to town from Hallandale High School from back, went to Utah. I thought he was a hell of a player coming out. So now with the Buffalo Bills, and so we'll see how that all goes. We got a lot more to get to here, man. We'll jump into a bunch of stuff. Your text messages, I apologize, 305-567-0560, as we'll continue on here. But right now, if you don't mind, I want to tell you about sports-related injuries. I got to talk about them because they happen to everybody. Sooner or later, you don't have to just play professional or college football. No matter what sport you play, if you're active, you're going to get injured. It's just a fact. And then the question is, because everybody calls me and says, Joe, where do the pros go again? And do you know the name of any of those doctors I can get in? Can you get me in? I said, I can get you in. Of course I can get you in to see somebody quickly, but you can do it on your own too. Listen, we're very lucky. We got one of the top sports medicine programs in the United States right here. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, is ranked top 50 best orthopedic hospitals in the nation. You know why? Because they've got some of the top specialists in the business for every part of the body. You need a back, you got a bad back, you got bad hip and knee replacement, shoulders, hand doctor. I'm telling you, they've recruited some of the top doctors for all the teams to see. So when people ask me, well, where do the pros go? And I go, okay, enter Miami Heat, Panthers, and Dolphins. They all go to Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. That's where their doctors are. Doctors are with those teams all the time. And then when they're not with a team, they're doing surgeries and seeing people like us. That's the great news. And listen, wait till you see the new facility going up next to Hard Rock Stadium, inside of Hard Rock Stadium. You're going to be able to go over there, man, get checked by a doctor and watch a little practice. Huh? Can't wait for that, man. That's going to be fun. The next time you have any kind of injury, it's about getting healthy as quickly as possible and playing the sports we love. And you'll be able to do that with the best doctors in town. Visit. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to make an appointment today. Well, we might as well let it run for a second here. Because I know how old Hootie's feeling. Old Darius, I'm feeling the same way. Don't look at other girls. You wonder why I'm crazy.
The Dolphins run defense.
Dolphins make me cry, and there's nothing you can do. I just wish we could stop the run, too. Anyway, that was poor Darius, man, who wrote that song. We were struggling, and we were struggling yesterday.
Joe, it became the anthem for the Dolphins over the last 20 years. That's crazy.
Jeez.
Who would have thought?
That's before Darius went country western.
Right.
Getting all kinds of hits doing that. That was just Hootie and the Blowfish, man. I don't even know if they even get together anymore. But 42 carries, 217 yards. Good God almighty, I did not see that coming. And if that continues, and we're talking about that, although a lot of other teams are set up to throw it a lot more and have better receivers, like Buffalo coming into town this week. But boy, I'll tell you, that was tough. Cam and the read option. And if we're wondering, and I was kind of curious to see what Cam looked like, he answered that right off the bat, didn't he? Running the ball, and
yes,
it seemed like every run was 5 to 10 yards for him. With that read option, either handing the ball off to a running back or keeping it and either going up the middle or going outside, or a couple of runs just were him right under center. Faked it and got outside the pocket, and there was no containment, none at all, no support at all. It looked like on a couple of them, it looked like I-95 at 4 in the morning. There was nobody on the road, man. Nobody
now
at all.
Now you got Buffalo coming to town with another running quarterback who ran the ball 32 times yesterday against the Jets. Didn't have a good same average as the Patriots did, but still ran the ball 32 times for 98 yards. Josh Allen threw for 312 also.
Zach, can I just say this? If right now somebody told me we could hold the Bills to 32 carries for 98 yards, I'd take it right now.
You're right.
I mean, that's not
right.
Hey, Jets did a good job. That wasn't a problem. 32 carries for 98 yards is I saw the Bills running backs didn't put up big numbers. The two young guys.
No, 18 for 41. The two young guys. That's it.
But the problem is The problem is, and by the way, even when he drops back, he's going to look for deep passes. He's got the big arm. He likes to throw it. And if that's not open, he's had some 100-yard games against the Dolphins. And he's tough to tackle, takes guys on. And we just got to make sure we get around him. But I will tell you, I thought from coaching the players yesterday, New England just put it on the Dolphins. Just put it on them with a team that is it's not one of the best teams I've seen the Patriots have. It's good in certain parts. Their defensive line's really good. It's all back from last year. The secondary's really good. Their nickelback had 5 picks and had another one yesterday. They got good players in their defensive secondary, led by Stephon Gilmore, of course, who also had another great interception. And then offensively, got a really good offensive line, got the same backs back with all that experience, and lack a little bit outside Edelman in the slot, lack a little bit on the outside, and just find ways to, and they look like they're having fun. It's the first time in 20 years they've had a quarterback do those things that Cam does, right? And run and pitch it and take off and run and throw short passes, and he looked great. And he's one of the best stories in football yesterday without throwing for a lot of yards. And let's face it, when you run for 217 yards, you don't have to. Anyway, we want to check in on the machine, the undefeated text machine, 305-567-0560. What do you got for me before we jump into it now in 9 o'clock hour?
All right. It says Buffalo should win this division. New England doesn't exactly look like some powerhouse, you have to believe. They will get run out by Seattle next week. And Fitztragic was back, fellas.
He was. He was that guy that we've been warned about. He was that guy yesterday. He definitely was. And a couple of those throws. And by the way, the pass protection was pretty good. I think we'd all admit it was better than we thought. I was sitting there worried about Austin Jackson. And I thought Austin Jackson played really well.
Right.
I thought the old left tackle from USC, who's basically been the starter, since Pad started, looked really, really good. There were moments that offensive line that hadn't played together. It's the first time four of those five guys, only one guy's back, Jesse Davis. The other four have never played together. Played pretty well. Not bad.
How about this one, Joe? It says, Baker is a terrible linebacker. Most of his tackles were 5 yards downfield. He had 2 big plays and 60 mediocre plays at best. Picked up where Kiko Alonso left off, shaking my head.
I disagree.
Wow. It's an interesting assessment of him yesterday.
It's kind of like I guess he's kind of talking about a receiver down by 21 in the fourth quarter, picks up 7 catches for 85 yards and meaningless stuff. Listen, that play he made, stripping the guy.
That was the biggest play of the game and could have been the difference in the game, right?
He is that kind of style that they play that can cover and can run, but he's got to get bodies off him. But he still made – listen, man, he made a lot of plays. I just disagree with the – everybody's entitled to their own opinion. But we did make a lot of tackles down the field yesterday. There weren't a lot of linebackers getting up on line of scrimmage making plays. They were making tackles 4 or 5 yards down the field.
Hey, guys, I've been patient long enough. Tweet me once the We Want Two a Chance start. I'm anxious to start him. There we go.
Yeah, but it's fine, and I you can't rip anybody after watching your veteran quarterback throw 3 picks. But he's just got to be ready, man. He's just – you can't – you want to put him out there, like you don't want him going to this big test, and you realize he's just not ready for it, right? I mean, he's just got to. There's a lot to learn. He's going to get there, man. And by the way, a lot quicker than you think if this continues. But I mean, I understand it's one game. What you saw, you're like, we got nothing to lose. Yeah, you do. You want to make sure he's got a chance to be successful, and if he's not ready to be successful, you don't want to just throw him in there.
Right. Someone said, as a Finns fan living in Charlotte, I've been a Cam fan and have watched a lot of Panthers games. What I saw yesterday was MVP Cam. If he stays healthy, Pat's going to take the East again.
Well, listen, not anybody doesn't think that could happen.
Right.
And then they just got a lot of guys who are used to winning. That whole thing, like if you're on that team and you're like, yeah, that defensive line and that secondary, like, you know, they expect to win. They show up. They expect, hey, our coaches are really good. We're going to have a great game plan. You know we're going to have a chance to win. I remember it was like running out on the field at the Orange Bowl with Shula, and I always thought, man, shit, this guy went undefeated. I like our chances today. Whatever game plan he gave us, it's a good one. And I think they feel like that with Belichick. Like, right? They changed the offense away from a Tom Brady offense. And listen, that guy's running around making plays yesterday. Cam looked like the 2015 Cam.
Right. He did. So yesterday was a preseason game with all these rookies and two new coordinators. What did we expect?
Well, we didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Listen, there was some good football. Shockingly, for nobody, having a preseason game and this pads practice 14 of them and get ready to play. And you got some of the games you got yesterday. I mean, there were three or four quarterbacks were almost perfect. Lamar Jackson had a 152 quarterback rating.
Right. He likes to do that opening day, right?
Who was 31? Somebody was 31 to 34, I was looking. I don't know. I'm not sure now if it
was. How about the mustache in Jacksonville, Joe? He had an amazing game yesterday, right? He had a good game.
Everybody said they were not going to win a game and they were going to be really bad. Well, then what's that mean for the Colts?
They knocked over 46% of my suicide league out yesterday, by the way. I could
not
believe
that. Yeah,
there
were a lot of people. Bad suicide situation.
Right. Let's see. I would have not have had Tua's welcoming to the NFL come in relief against Bill Belichick. Maybe against the Jags, but not against Belichick.
Well, that game is, by the way, good call. That game is calling up. Coming up. We'll see.
Is that a Thursday nighter coming up? Is that what that is?
I just don't think he's. By the way, you don't think Thursday Night Football would love to have him?
Of course. Oh, my God. They'd love that.
Oh, man. From Hawaii to Alabama, man. They'd love to have that one.
Do you see what they're promoting for this Thursday? They got Burrow, the number one pick, and Baker, the number one pick. Bengals and Browns.
Oh, they're going to anything that's got.
They would love Tua.
Any kind of flavor of you know, like the picks and first overall picks playing against each other. We have learned one thing in week one. Just because you put these great teams together and you add first-round picks and guys get cut and you bring in those first-round picks and you're looking like, man, we only got one football and all these great players. All I know is Cleveland got hammered and Tampa Bay didn't look very good in the second half.
Right. Two big offenses. Someone also said it was nice to get the TV and radio together on both plays. Listen to the Dolphins broadcast on 560. Jason Taylor in the booth. Awesome. There you go. Your new partner in the booth.
Jason was great yesterday. He was. Jason is fantastic to work with. He picked up some great things, man, that honestly I had to give him the finger, like point the gun at him with my finger going, great call, man. You know, without saying anything, nod your head. You know what he's talking about? It was pretty interesting. And I never thought of this. So you can hear everybody's audible now. You can hear what everybody's checking to. So now every team in the league is going, hey, we play Buffalo. Listen to the Buffalo and hear what Josh Allen is calling out and write it down. So if he's saying, you know, some number and run the ball up the middle, let's get all those. So teams are going to have to make sure they're going to have to change all their check with me's, audibles, all those things. And a lot of guys, man, you get used to them. You don't like changing them, right? You just – so all that stuff's got to change because you could hear everything. Matter of fact, I heard some F-bombs yesterday. I heard some guys getting after it with each other yesterday verbally, saying a lot of bad words, man, a lot of potty mouth out there, a lot of potty mouth. Hey, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up, man. We got a lot more. We'll check in on the machine. Don't worry. The text machine.
Plenty on the machine today, right.
A lot of Tua, a lot of want to see Tua.
Oh, that's coming up. Don't worry.
I want you to give me Tua. All right.
For week Tua.
For coming week up. Tua, yeah. Yep. Tua, oh, God, that's good. There's a lot of right. Tua in there.
You're welcome.
Hey, I just do want to tell you right now about my friends at Air Around the Clock here before we jump in 9 o'clock hour. One thing I know for sure, sooner or later, I know this for sure. Everybody's air conditioning unit's going to break down. And that's why I always love telling up somebody about the biggest, the best that's built on great service 40 plus years ago with Big Daddy Lenny, and it ain't changing with his son Eric. Nope, they still run it the same way. 7 days a week, more than 100 trucks on the road, trained and certified technicians. So you call, you're screaming, it's hot, my house, my air conditioning unit broke down, it's old, I don't know if I need... Don't worry, calm down. We know, we'll come out quickly and take care of it. We'll get it. If you need a new air conditioning unit, we'll put a big, beautiful, durable Rheem air conditioning unit in there for you, or we'll fix what you have. Don't worry. That's what they do, man. That's the way it was built. It's family-owned. It's never going to change. Covering all of Broward and all of Palm Beach for you. The next time you have any kind of air conditioning problems, make sure you tell them. Tell them Joe Rosa to give them a call. 1-800-741-1033. Special financing. Very competitive prices, super safe, mask and gloves, of course. They've been carrying UV lights and new amazing air scrubbers longer than anybody else. So this summer, listen, whether you need a new air conditioning unit or the one you have repaired, duct cleaning, attic insulation, or want to improve your indoor air quality, which a lot of people do, call Air Around the Clock. They do it all now, man. 1-800-741-1033. 1-800-741-1033. Say, hey, Joe Rose, a good friend of mine. And Around the Clock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.